This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Republican lawmakers will hold a hearing this morning on a bill to disband Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board. As Sean Johnson reports, the move would undo one of the last big bipartisan compromises in state government.
People had thrown around the idea of an independent ethics and elections agency for years, but one day in December of 2006, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle called a state capitol news conference saying this was going to happen.
Under this agreement, we will create a single, strong, independent, and completely nonpartisan government accountability board and provide it with the funding and independent authority to investigate and prosecute violations of the public trust.
It wasn't just Doyle and Democrats. The legislature's top Republicans were all there to support it, including then Senate Minority Leader, now Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald.
Certainly, I think this is a great day in a bipartisan effort right off the bat.
And Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, who would go on to be Governor Scott Walker's administration secretary.
The Government Accountability Board will have the authority to investigate criminal and civil violations of the state's ethics and election law. And the board will have the independence and financial resources needed to conduct any investigation it authorizes.
There were a couple basic principles that made the GAB much different than the old ethics and elections boards it would replace. One was funding. Then Democratic Assemblyman Mark Pocan, who's now a congressman, said at a public hearing that the board would have all the money it needed for investigations.
You know, the problem in the past, and actually it's a joke, we have to admit, currently ethics board, if they want to investigate us, they have to come and ask us for money. Well, that's completely ridiculous, and that's taken care of.
That funding would give the GAB the teeth that critics said the old ethics board lacked. All of this was happening after the legislative caucus scandal that saw leaders from both parties sent to jail. It was also happening just after the 2006 governor's race, when Republicans were mad because partisans on the old elections board issued a ruling that went against them. Then Republican Representative Mark Gundrum, who's now an appeals court judge, said putting judges in charge of election decisions would take away the gripe factor.
We wanted to make sure this was a professional board, above reproach.
The legislature passed the bill to create the GAB on a near unanimous vote. The bill up for a public hearing today would unravel it.
Today, we are beginning the process of ending the failed experiment known as the Government Accountability Board.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who himself voted to create the GAB, says that in practice, nobody can be nonpartisan. Republicans also want to get rid of the funding that was so important in 2007, saying it gave the board too much power. The new ethics and elections commissions that would replace the GAB would consist of partisan appointees. Ohio State election law professor Daniel Tokaji says it would mirror the Federal Election Commission, or FEC.
People call the FEC the failure to enforce commission for a very good reason, because when it comes to anything significant, the FEC simply doesn't enforce the law. And it's pretty obvious that that's exactly what the dominant party in the Wisconsin state legislature is trying to accomplish.
Republicans say they're merely fixing a well-intentioned experiment that went bad. Tokaji says they're dismantling a bipartisan compromise that should be a national model for ethics and elections. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.